Wisconsin's new statewide voter registration list is in the process of being implemented. The state's been divided into 12 regions for purposes of training and getting each area online. La Crosse City Clerk Terry Lurkey says 8 counties in west central Wisconsin are in Region 12 and will be the last to go live with the system.
We're not currently working with the system at all. We've not been trained on the new system, so we're going to be continuing to utilize our own system until we do go live. The last we were told is that the time frame was going to be about the third week in March.
Meanwhile, some of the first municipal clerks to log on to the statewide voter registration software have had problems converting data into the system. Election Board spokesperson Kyle Richmond says there have been software glitches and training issues. The plan is to continue rolling out the program despite problems, but Richmond isn't sure how many communities will be using it by the April election.
If you're not in the system and you've got to run an election, you'll have to run it on your old system. We're hoping right now to slow the deployment schedule down in areas in the eastern part of the state first, where there's a higher population, and make sure that the data conversion problems that we've been having off and on in the last few weeks will not occur in areas like Milwaukee, Waukesha, Washington County.
Richmond says counties in west central Wisconsin may find it advantageous to be at the end of the list for implementation.
I would hope that by the time we get to La Crosse, that a lot of the lessons learned from the pilot project in Dane County and the other areas we've rolled out have taught us to avoid some of the mistakes. We're hoping that the training will go more smoothly, that the clerks will be a little better prepared, and that all this data conversion will be very clean.
The statewide voter registration list is one part of the Help America Vote Act passed by Congress. It also requires handicap-accessible voting equipment at polling places. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.